The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Well, hold your papers up high and forget all your worries. Where troubled poets can't die, they're the meat of the story.
This is Steph from Voices in the Valley. During the months of June and July, we are airing the entire first season of Hashtag Hush Podcast as we journey towards the finale to be performed and recorded live on Thursday, July 27th at the Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson, Wisconsin. Miss the first five episodes? Subscribe to Hashtag Hush Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Today, Episode 6. A little bit like ducks.
Episodes 1 through 8 of Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by First State Bank and Trust, offering insurance, investments, and banking services established over 100 years ago. First State Bank and Trust is a community bank with local ownership and management committed to serving its customers. Online at fsbt.com.
And by Oak Meadows Senior Living, a not-for-profit senior living community in Oakdale committed to providing excellent care, engaging activities, and a strong community for our tenants. Oak Meadows offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care living options. More at oak-meadows.org.
Support also comes from Home to Sweet Home, working with seniors and their families to handle all the details of downsizing. We offer personal move management services from organizing, sorting and packing to moving, unpacking and resettling in your new home. More at hometosweethome.com.
Thanks to Kowalski's Market for their support of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Kowalski's Markets was created out of the Kowalski family's love and passion for delicious healthy foods and inspired by families looking for a place where they love to shop. Recipes and other food tips can be found at kowalskis.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast received funding from the St. Croix Valley Foundation and the Wisconsin Arts Board with funds from the state of Wisconsin.
Hashtag Hush Podcast supported in part by Bread Art, a family-owned from-scratch bakery that offers a variety of homemade breads, pastries, cakes, pies, and other baked goods. Located at 110 3rd Street North in Bayport, Minnesota, or online at breadart.biz. The following was made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Metropolitan Regional Arts Council, thanks to legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Nothing? Wow, thanks a lot.
Andromeda, focus yourself. I need to show you something.
This is Finn's world.
Ah, yes, Sota. A world with no hope. Calm down, you're not really Sota. The bombs can't touch you.
No! Finn, this is my chance to save Finn! Ah! It's gone.
Of course. You have no comprehension of what just occurred.
I'm in the caves again. Why did Sota disappear? What happened?
Allow me to explain this to you. There is no Sota anymore.
No, that's not possible. You can't just destroy a planet. What did you do?
I simply showed you why I was not responding.
I don't get this. I don't get this at all.
There is no Sota. That world, that universe, destroyed.
What?
Everyone and everything that was in there is now dead. Wiped out of existence. And not just the planet your dear Finn lived on, but the entire universe.
So everything is gone. Finn, my camera.
The boy should no longer concern you.
What did you do?
I have done nothing but educate.
He's dead.
No.
Did you do this? How did this happen?
A box destroyed by a group of insurgents. The chaos inside of it released. That much disorder could destroy any world, any universe.
Chaos? You mean destruction?
In this particular case, yes.
They killed Finn. Whoever these people are, they killed Finn.
And now, the same people have Gracie.
I can't think. I need to get out of here.
Andromeda.
Leave me alone.
Why are you heading into the sunlight when your answers lie in darkness?
Welcome back, dear listener. This day has been rather trying for Andromeda and her friends. Ben seems to support Andromeda's fantastical belief in portals and other universes. But both Zack and Rachel believe that Andromeda has gone thoroughly crazy. To top it all off, a sobbing Tessa runs into the four friends to announce that her twin sister Gracie has been kidnapped. Andromeda investigates the caves, the scene of the crime, to interrogate Silence, possibly the only other witness. Andromeda learns that Silence is not, in fact, simply a voice in her head, and that it is very likely that the mysterious girl Vega was one of the kidnappers. Finn's planet, his universe, has been destroyed. Now you may be wondering why a group of people would take it upon themselves to murder the masses. Perhaps the journey to the past will be clarifying. Thus, we shall go forward and backwards in our telling today. The police have quite a bit they want to learn from our fearful foursome, and the well-intended questions push each of our friends to flashback in time.
No, I
can't. Andy, wait, where have you been?
Rachel? What? I went to the caves.
Ah, yes. The caves, where all the answers to all the world's problems lie. Maybe you'll find the cure for cancer there, too.
Rachel, shut up.
Don't tell me what to do, Ben.
Andy, are you doing all right?
Officer Stu?
Why were you in the caves?
When did you get here?
Zack called me and asked to come out here.
Zack, you called him?
Gracie's missing.
Well, she's back now.
Into the car, all of you. We need to tell Chief Boo about this.
I'm not sure we'll all fit. Let's try it. Maybe Tessa could sit on your lap.
Ben,
Andy
can
lay on top of us.
Stop!
Huh?
I don't think this is going to work. I better call for backup.
Okay, Andromeda, ready to start your interview?
Sure.
Wow, this is so exciting. I'm ready to get started, too. What is your relation to Violet Thatcher?
She's my grandmother.
That's right. Good answer. Now, what is your relation to Gracie Gerber?
I live in her house.
Actually, Stu, we need someone to watch the phone since I'm going to have both me and Mary Lou do the interviews.
Me? But I was so excited.
Sorry, Stu. Maybe next time. First and foremost, we are worried about Gracie Gerber.
She is in the hands of a nefarious crew.
Do you know anything about her disappearance?
You may have an idea, but I doubt these corporeals could grasp the concept.
Pardon?
I had nothing to do with that.
I didn't say you did. I'm just trying to understand what happened.
I was near the caves, not at them. I didn't actually see Gracie being kidnapped.
How close were you?
There's a path that runs outside the woods. I was sitting on a bench there.
Officer Stu reported that you said you were at the caves, that you rejoined your friends right after he arrived at the scene.
You're a terrible liar.
I know.
So you were at the caves. The truth, Andromeda.
After Gracie went missing, I went looking for her. And for my grandma.
I understand that these recent circumstances have been rather unsavory. I'm sorry, Andromeda. However, Gracie's kidnapping may be able to give us new leads into Violet's disappearance as well. They are most likely related.
Chief Boo, you can take Andy's statement now about Violet. Now, Andy, what can you tell me about Violet Thatcher's disappearance?
Officer Stu, the phones, please.
But...
I have this handled. Now go. Now, Andromeda, what can you tell me about Violet Thatcher's disappearance?
We argued. I left the house for a walk. When I came back, she was gone.
You had an argument?
Yes.
I see.
I feel terrible about it. I'm worried Grandma went into...
Careful. He won't believe you.
Yes?
What if she was kidnapped because she was looking for me?
I wouldn't fault yourself. Okay, thank you. That's very important information, Andromeda. Now, before Violet, your parents went missing.
That's not my fault either!
Nobody thinks that it's your fault, Andy.
I wish that were true.
Although it is quite possible all this is tied together, what can you tell me about your parents' disappearance?
You may have thought Andromeda's first 911 call was made when Violet went missing. Alas, that is not true. and Chief Boo's question leads Andromeda back to a fateful day and to another 911 experience.
What is your emergency?
Hello, I'm at my house.
Address, please.
2142 Sherman Avenue, Potter's Bar.
And what is your emergency?
It's my parents. They didn't come home last night.
Andromeda has experience with police stations.
Here, Andromeda, take this cocoa. It won't be much longer now. Isn't it nice that the chief of the Edelin Police Department has come all the way to our little station in Potter's Bar to personally help you? What a nice man.
There's more, but that's the gist of it. Andromeda Cole's parents went missing 1 week ago. We've had no luck in the investigation, and we don't have the resources to keep her much longer.
That's what I'm here for.
Thanks, Chief Boo. You've already got a foster family lined up for her? Where did you say it was? Minnesota. Quite a ways to travel.
Yeah, Minnesota. But it's actually her grandmother she's going to be staying with. That's the only family she's got left.
It's good she has a relative to take her in. At least it'll be familiar to her. Shall we tell her?
Yes, let's.
Sandy, can you send Andromeda in?
Come on, honey. I'll go in with you.
Hello?
Hello. Andromeda, I assume?
That's me.
Here, take a seat. I'm Chief Boo from the Edelin Police Department where your grandma lives.
Did you find my parents yet?
I'm sorry, Andromeda. We're still looking. Until your parents are found, I'm going to take you live with your grandmother.
Grandma Violet?
Yes, Violet. I'm sorry we had to meet under such unsavory circumstances.
Unsavory isn't the word I'd use to describe my parents going missing.
We're going to bring you back to your house. You can pack some things. The essentials only, please. We can come back for the other things later.
What about my cat?
You have a cat?
Yes, Kelvin.
We'll bring him too. Andromeda? Andy? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right, that's enough for now. Thank you, Andy.
Okay, Ben Williams?
Uh-huh.
Would you stop with the pencil?
Okay.
Loosen up. It's just a couple of questions to find out if the kid is really missing.
Yeah, right. Hello!
Stu, what do you want?
I'm here to help interview. Watching the phone is boring. Ben, please sit.
I am sitting.
Good boy. Now stay. Stay sitting.
He's not a dog, Stu. If you're going to ask a question, get to it.
Where were you the night of Violet Thatcher's kidnapping?
So you officially ruled it as a kidnapping?
I think so.
That's my theory, too.
It's a disappearance, and Stu, this is about Gracie. Ben, what do you know?
That's a vague question. I know some algebra.
You know that's not what I meant. What happened today?
Tessa told us Gracie was gone. Zach called the police and you took us in. You know the rest.
And where were you before this?
Oh, I was babysitting the twins.
You were watching them when Gracie went missing?
Oh, no. That's not what happened. I left them for a minute, because I was worried about Andy. I thought they'd be fine, but...
You left them alone, even though they're just 9?
They're 8.
Oh, they are.
Stu, the phones.
Oh, man.
Out.
But I need to get a statement.
Beast Groomer is online, too.
She is? Oh, boy.
Ben, stop. We need to figure out what happened.
Oh, man. Miss Deborah's going to freak out.
Yep.
She's out of town for a few days, so don't you think we should just wait to tell her? You know, give you guys some time to find Gracie?
We called her first thing. She already knows.
She does?
And how exactly do you think you're going to explain this to her and Mr. Gerber?
I have to explain this to them?
This is not the first time Ben's babysitting has led to trouble.
Okay, kids. Is everyone ready?
Okay!
Okay. I'll count to 30. You guys hide. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ben Williams, is that your voice I hear?
Oh.
Ben, what are you doing with all these kids out here?
We're just playing a game.
All of you out of the woods right now. You're way too close to the caves. I thought you were more responsible than this.
Sorry. Come on, guys. Out of your hiding places.
Hey, where's Michelle?
What? Michelle? Michelle!
I'm stuck! Help! A big rock fell on my foot!
Oh no.
My foot's stuck! It hurts real bad!
That's exactly why we don't go out here. That wall's there for a reason. Michelle, I told you not to go too far. Here, let's get you out of here as soon as possible. Everyone help me lift the rock off her foot!
Is she gonna be okay?
You better hope so, Ben. You're gonna be in big trouble otherwise.
Okay, Zachary Morris, ready to go?
Mary Lou!
What do you want, Stu?
I'm gonna go pick up beef from the groomer.
Well, get going then.
I may run another errand. There's someone I want to see.
What's it to me? I'm trying to talk to Zach here.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Let's get back on track. Tell me what you know about Gracie.
I don't know much. I was talking with my friends, then Tessa came running. She and Gracie were trying to catch Andy's bird. They followed it into the caves, and Gracie was kidnapped.
All right. What about Violet Thatcher?
Huh?
What do you know about the disappearance of Violet Thatcher, your friend's grandmother?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were still talking about Gracie. Well, Andy called me one night. She sounded really scared. She was talking about cold tea, and she told me her grandma was missing, so I went over to her house, and we called the police.
Has Andy or anyone else told you anything more about this case?
No, she's really scared. She might even think it's her fault her grandma's gone.
Why's that?
The woods. She went into the woods to take a walk. She's afraid her grandma looked for her in the caves and went missing there.
Do you think that's what happened?
I don't know. Annie's been a little weird lately. She's hearing a voice... Oh, Cheez-Its.
Hearing voices?
I don't think she wanted me to tell anyone, but this is telling, not tattling, right? If it's for her own safety?
You can tell me, Zach.
Andy says she can hear a voice in her head, telling her things she didn't know otherwise.
So you think she might be a little unstable?
Unstable?
Viewing Zach's past, 9 long months ago, won't be so easy, dear listener. But I am here to guide you through.
Zachary Morris, stop that banging. I can barely hear myself think.
Sorry, Dad.
You better be. Stop messing around and go do your homework.
I don't have any homework.
You're never home!
If you weren't always on my case, maybe I'd be here
you
more.
You never listen to me! I'm done! I'm so done with all this!
Don't you walk away from me!
Oh, please just let this be over. Are you okay?
I thought I told you to go do your homework.
I don't have any.
Go back to your room.
But I...
Now!
Actually, Zachary, why don't you stay down here and tell your father how hard it is that he's always gone?
What?
Go to your room!
We are all a little bit like ducks, aren't we, dear listener? From above the water, we glide quite smoothly. But underneath, oh, how hard we paddle. Things are not always as they seem for those we know. This holds quite true for Rachel as well.
Hello, Rachel. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Rachel Gerber, age 15.
Yeah?
Tell me about your sister.
She's missing. You should be finding her.
And what do you know about her disappearance?
It's all Ben's fault. And Andy's.
How so?
Ben was supposed to be babysitting them, but then he followed me to go look for Andy.
Ben says that you agreed to let him come with you.
What? I did not! He's annoying and gross.
You seem to find a lot of things annoying.
Yeah, like this interview. Why aren't you out there actually looking for my baby sister instead of wasting my time in here?
We are trying to find out if you know anything that can help us find her more quickly. So do you?
No, ask Ben.
We did.
Well, then ask Andy.
We did that too.
Ask Tessa!
Your sister seemed quite distraught. She called the people who took Gracie hog monkeys.
Gracie.
Rachel, just think about this question a bit before you answer, all right?
Fine.
You seem to be pushing all the blame onto your friends. Is it at all possible that you were partially at fault as well?
It is a question Rachel would rather not discuss. But once asked, the query cannot be pushed from her mind. And it takes her back to another situation.
Good morning, Rachel.
And in case I don't see you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hey, Charlotte, is that from...
The Truman Show, yes. How are you?
Ready for another day of school?
Autumn is my favorite season. Lovely, isn't it? Have you worn a sweater yet? Or read a book with some hot cocoa? Or raked leaves? Or smelled what it smells like when it rains? Or...
Okay, I get it.
You picked a good nail polish color.
You like it?
It matches your eyes. We should head inside soon. I think the bell will ring.
Ow! Hey, watch where you're going!
Watch where you're going, freak.
Oh, you did not just say that.
What are you gonna do about it?
Are you kidding me? I happen to know that you and Megan were hanging out by the caves yesterday. Wouldn't want me spilling that now, would we?
You wouldn't.
Of course I would! You think you're all that, but you can't keep a friend for 2 minutes!
Rachel!
What?
Please calm down. You're being quite rude.
He was being rude first.
That does not constitute this extreme of a response.
Why are you taking his side?
It's not about sides, Rachel. It would be best to apologize.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, you did. Rachel is very sorry.
Okay.
Charlotte, stop it. It's not my fault.
Rachel.
Whatever. Let's just go to class.
Rachel, please believe me. We are trying to help. Do you have any information that can help us find Gracie?
I've told you what I know.
All right, team. We don't have a ton to go on. I do think we should begin searching the caves for evidence.
I agree. We can get on that right away.
All right, take Guru and Drew with you.
Sure.
Really? The most annoying team on the force?
Just get it done. I'm going to review the information we received about Violet Thatcher and see if that leads anywhere.
Let's go, Stu.
Now you want me. Wait, just a minute. I want to talk to you guys about something.
Shoot.
What? Where?
No, I mean shoot as in speak. Put your gun away.
Oh, sorry, Chief.
Just say it, Cupcake.
Right. I might have to leave the force.
What?
A job opportunity has come up for me, and it's perfect for me and Beef. I just haven't decided completely yet, but I thought I should let you know.
You're just gonna resign? I know we've been snippy with you today.
It's not that. I mean, not really.
What is this dream job, then?
Trainer Terry from Happy Hounds has invited me to be your assistant.
That stupid radio show you're always listening to?
Yeah, and the best part is, Trainer Terry offered to train Beef to be a police dog free of charge!
You're kidding.
What would that matter if you weren't on the force anymore?
Well, I'd come back, of course, but like I said, I haven't completely decided yet.
We'll discuss this more later. For now, just go to the caves.
Ugh, this is the life. I could lay here and look at the clouds for days.
Lie.
What? Okay, maybe it'd only be a few hours before I got bored, but...
No, lie. As in, like, I could lie here and look... Never mind.
Chillax, Vego. We finished the job. Now we get a nice, soothing break before we start looking for the next box. And with that camera, it'll be even easier.
What's going on with Violet?
What do you mean?
Haven't you noticed her behavior lately?
I try not to.
Well, she's been quiet all day. Usually she could talk on and on until my ears shriveled up and died.
I can hear you, you know.
Maybe she misses her house.
Maybe she can hear you.
Oh, whoops. I think she heard us.
You idiot.
Maybe she misses her family.
And now, for potentially the most important perspective, let us enter the memory of Violet Thatcher. We will journey back in time to before Andromeda's parents were discovered to be missing.
Of all the potential troublemakers, it would be you, Violet Thatcher.
Don't act like it was a surprise. You'd have been a fool not to notice.
I'd be careful of whom you call the fool.
Don't try to interfere. You know you can't touch me. Now that I've got the box, I'm that much closer to destroying this world.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
I know the song. Now I just need to play it to completion.
I'm warning you, Violet.
Just what are you going to do about it? Strip me of my traveling powers? Go ahead. I've got a little candidate now who can do it all for me.
Your granddaughter...
Enough chit-chat!
Your daughter and your son-in-law are trying to stop you.
They don't understand how important this is for Andromeda. They don't understand what will happen to her if I don't do this. That's why I have the box.
and they are looking for it. Andromeda's parents think the box is in the world you're about to destroy. You'll regret this. Yes, you did.
I don't like your tone.
You shouldn't. You won't like my news either.
And what's that?
Andromeda's parents were in that world.
What? No, you're lying.
Congratulations. You've just killed them both.
My dear listener, this concludes today's segment of Hush. I have taken you both forward and backwards, and I hope you're not too confused. If you are, fear not. I am here to be your guide. Andromeda and her friends took their turns in the hot seat as they gave the police information about the recent disappearances in Edelin. Along the way, I believe you have discovered intriguing things about each person. To conclude the episode, we saw a glimpse of our team of dangerous antagonists, and a shocking secret has been revealed about Violet. She is the one who caused the disappearance of Andromeda's parents, killing them by accident. However, like Andromeda's conversation with Silence, this raises more questions than answers. Why hasn't Violet told Andromeda about her parents? What more is she hiding? Why is she destroying worlds? Perhaps next month's installation of Hush will supply your eager mind with more of the answers.
Whoa! Trainer Terry, you sure have a nice office.
Thanks, Stu. Your desk would be over there, and Beef would have his own comfy bed right at your feet.
Beef would have his own bed?
You betcha.
Okay, Trainer Terry, I'll do it.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You won't regret this, Stu. Ready to listen to the next show?
Oh boy, I'm going to listen to Trainer Terry with Trainer Terry.
It's Trainer Terry here with Happy Hounds. Today's learning moment, how to help your dog make the right choice. Pets, like small children, don't always make the best or right choices. It's up to us, as responsible pet owners, to assist them. If you give your pet a directive or course of action every time there's a decision to be made, such as sitting, before eating, getting a treat, going outside, getting into the car, or even coming into the house, they will eventually come to you, sit, and wait for your direction. Essentially, always making the right choice with your help. This is Trainer Terry, your source of obedience tips for the self-actualized dog. Next time on Happy Hounds, a sad topic to be sure, how to handle the loss of a pet.
Hi, this is Emma Atkins, head writer for Hashtag Hush Podcast and actress who plays the role of Andy. The Hush team is comprised of teenagers from all over the St. Croix Valley who write, perform, and produce an original sci-fi radio series. You may have heard our previous episodes played the first Saturday of every month here on Voices in the Valley. But now we are thrilled to announce Hush is on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Please find us on iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review your own hometown, homegrown podcast. Our goal is to become new and noteworthy on iTunes, and you can help make that happen. Hush follows a teenage girl named Andy, whose parents and then grandmother mysteriously disappear. Andy and her friends set off to search for them on a quest that leads into multiple worlds filled with dangerous secrets and manipulative people, all kinds of fun characters. The voice of a strange being named Silence, a bumbling police officer who wants to train his pug to be a police dog, and well-intended but misguided adults aggravate the situation rather than making it better. It's been super fun to write and amazing to act in, and we want you to experience it too. So right after this episode of Voices in the Valley, check out iTunes, find Hush, subscribe, rate, and review. Also find us by Googling hashtag Hush Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show.
Thanks for listening to A Little Bit Like Ducks. Episodes 7 and 8 of Hush will air the next 2 weeks on KLBB, and then the finale will be performed and recorded live at the FIPS on July 27th. Reserve seats by calling 715-386-8409, 715-386-8409, or go to www.thefips.org and select the Get Tickets button.